Venerable Master, Great Assembly, all good and wise knowing advisors, I am Jin Gong, here to try to speak the Dharma for you.
师父上人, 各位善知识, 还有, 在这里的大众, 我是进攻, 今天, 跟大家讲法,
Of course, you are welcome to correct my mistakes, either during or after this talk.
希望您能够改正我的错误，事后或者我在讲的时候都很欢迎。
Guanyin Bodhisattva has 1,000 hands and 1,000 eyes. Guanyin Bodhisattva hears the sounds of suffering in this world and reaches out to help. Wherever someone reaches out with a helping hand, we can rejoice in that merit and virtue. Guanyin can take many forms.
观世音菩萨有千手千眼，那他听这个世界上有人求救痛苦的声音，那他就会去帮助他们。那如果有人呢？ 对其他的人伸出他的手的话，帮助别人，那我们都随喜功德。那观世音菩萨是不定型的，他会变的。We
have all heard of Mother Teresa. In 1952, she opened the first home for dying in Calcutta, India. It was a free hospice for the poor. Poor people who were dying were brought to this hospice. They were given medical care. They were given the opportunity to die with dignity. Now, Mother Teresa was a Christian, but she respected the religions of the dying people. The Quran was read to Muslims. Hindus received water from the Ganges. Catholics received the last rites. Everyone was given the appropriate ritual for their religion. Mother Teresa said, A beautiful death is for people who live like animals to die like angels, loved and wanted.
我们听过修女特蕾莎的故事。在1952年，她在印度的卡尔各达 城市里，创办了第一个那个专门照顾临终的人，那他是完全是免费的照顾那些穷苦的临终的人。那这些人呢，他们要死的时候就被带到这个安宁的医院，那接受到很好的临终的关怀，那。 不止，而且他们也能够接受到医疗的服务。那死这些人呢，就算死呢，还能够死得有一点尊严。那特蕾莎修女呢，她是一个天主教的修女。那她呢，但是她尊敬所有的这个。 这些临终的人，他们自己本来的宗教，所以呢，当这些人要死的时候，如果他是回教徒呢，那他们就会医院的人就会帮他念可兰经；那如果他是印度教徒呢，那他就会取得到这个恒河的水；那如果他是天主教徒呢？ 他就能够领到圣礼，在最后的时候，那每个人呢都能够得到他们所希望的宗教的仪式，当他们死亡的时候。那特蕾莎修女呢，她自己也讲过，说一个美好的死亡呢，那让这些人呢，当他活的时候，比动物还不如，那。 希望呢他们在死的时候呢能够像天使一样能够死在一个被照顾的而且一个很仁慈的地方充满了爱心。
When Mother Teresa started her work with poor people who were dying, she had no place to care for them. The authorities in Calcutta offered her a section of the temple to the goddess Kali. This place had been dedicated for the housing of pilgrims. However, it was now full of thieves, drug addicts, and other criminals. Nevertheless, Mother Teresa moved in and started taking care of the poor people who were dying. But soon rumors began to spread about Mother Teresa. She was a strange foreigner and a Christian. She was using a Hindu temple to convert people to Christianity. Then people began to protest to the Calcutta City Hall. Others went to the police. They demanded that Mother Teresa be evicted. The police commissioner promised to throw her out. He went to Mother Teresa's hospice to investigate. When the police commissioner first saw Mother Teresa, she was caring for a poor sick man. The man had severe wounds. Worms were crawling out of his wounds. The smell was unbearable. But Mother Teresa was patiently applying medicine to the man's wounds.
So, when Teresa 修女呢，她刚开始照顾在印度那边将死的穷人的时候，她甚至于连个地方都没有。后来呢，那个加尔各答市政府呢就同意呢让她使用一个印度教的一个庙里面的一小部分。那这个地方呢，本来是专门让那个印度教徒呢去庙里朝圣的时候呢给他们一个临时住的地方。那结果呢，那这个地方呢后来就变成一些小偷啊，一些贩毒啊，其他一些犯罪的人在那边。那不管怎么样呢，那特瑞莎修女呢还是决定就搬进去了。搬进去以后呢，她就开始在那边照顾这些要死的穷人。那隔了不久呢，就有很多谣言开始传播关于这个修女 Teresa 的事情。那这些谣言呢怎么说呢，说她是一个外国人，而且她是一个天主教徒。那她呢，这个修女呢利用印度教的这个庙呢去设法把所有的人呢改成天主教徒。那所以这些人呢就开始抗议，听到这些谣言的人就开始抗议。那也有很多人呢就跑去找警察去报告，那要求呢警察把这个修女呢从印度庙里赶走。那警察局长呢就同意说好，那我同意把他赶走。那接着呢警察局长就去现场去调查一下。那他呢走到那边看到那个修女 Teresa 呢，他正在照顾一个很穷病得很严重的一个人。那这个人呢受伤得很厉害，很严重的伤。那个在他那个伤口呢，那些都长得都烂了，都有那个蛆，有那些虫子从那个他的那个伤口爬出来，那个臭得不得了，几乎没有办法能够忍受那个味道。那修女呢 Teresa 就在那边呢很有耐心的呢在帮那个病人涂药。
Mother Teresa treated the officer with respect. She offered to show him around the hospice, but the police commissioner decided to investigate by himself. As he was leaving the hospice, he met many people who were hostile to Mother Teresa. Well, these people said, when are you going to throw her out? The police commissioner replied, I gave you my word that I would throw this woman out of here. I intend to keep my promise to throw her out. However, I have just one condition before I will throw her out. This woman is taking care of sick people. If you can get your mothers and sisters to take over her work, then I will throw her out.
接着呢，特丽莎修女呢就跟那个警察局长呢接待她，很尊敬的接待这个局长，而且对她很尊敬。那而且他问她需不需要带她在这个医院的病房里面参观一下。那这个警察局长呢就跟他讲说不用麻烦，他自己去检查一下就可以了。接着呢他检查完以后他就离开了这个地方。那后来呢就碰到很多人，那这些人呢都很对这个特瑞莎修女都很都不友善。那这些人就问这个警察局长说，诶，那你到底什么时候要把这个修女赶走啊？那这个警察局长就说，哦，我已经答应你们说要把这个女人赶走，那而且我绝对会保持我的诺言，一定会把她赶走，但是呢只有一个条件，在这个情况之下呢我就可以立刻把她赶走。什么样的条件呢？因为呢这个女人呢正在照顾很多的病人，如果呢你能够请到你妈妈或者你的姐姐妹妹呢能够把她的工作，把这个修女的工作接过去的话，那我立刻就可以把这个修女赶走。
In 1982 the Israelis were bombing and shelling PLO strongholds in West Beirut, Lebanon. 500 civilians had already been killed, and many thousands had been wounded. Mother Teresa had come to Beirut. She wanted to cross the border and assist the children that needed help. She was not allowed to do this because the bombing made it too dangerous. She told the U.S. ambassador that she would be able to go the next day. I have been praying for a ceasefire, she said. I am certain there will be a ceasefire tomorrow. The ambassador did not believe her. There were no negotiations for a ceasefire. It was impossible. The next day, the ceasefire she predicted actually happened, and she crossed the border and rescued 36 children who were victims of the bombing.
在1982年当时呢以色列呢航空去轰炸，还有呢用他的火炮去炸巴勒斯坦在这个黎巴嫩贝鲁特西方的一个巴勒斯坦人的一个临时的一个住的地方有点像集中营。那有500个人呢都被炸死了，还有呢几千个人呢都受伤了。那这个时候呢特瑞莎修女呢她就来到了这个贝鲁特。那她呢希望呢能够穿过这个集中营的这个边界，去帮助那边里面住的那些人特别是有很多小孩子。那可是呢他不准人家那边当地的那个军队呢不准他进去，因为当时炸弹呢还在轰炸，非常的危险可是呢那修女呢她就跟美国的大使说，她明天 他就能够进去。那他就告诉那个大使说，我现在呢很在祈祷呢，说明天呢能够停火，这样子呢我就能够进去帮助那些小孩子。那我深信呢明天呢一定会停火。那这个美国的大使呢就完全不相信他所讲的话。为什么呢？因为当时呢并没有任何的这个调停的工作在进行中，所以呢那个大使就不相信明天会忽然的这个停火，他是说这个完全是不可能的事情。结果呢隔了一天呢，第二天呢真的就停火了，就像修女 Teresa 她所预测的预言的真正的就发生了。所以呢那她就修女呢就有机会呢能够穿过那个边界进到那个集中营里面呢，救了36个小孩子，那都是在轰炸的时候受伤的小孩子，都把他们救了出来。
Mother Teresa tried to teach people to be humane as well. This is from a speech that she made. The greatest destroyer of peace today is abortion. Abortion is a war against the child. It is a direct killing of the innocent child, a murder by the mother herself. If we accept that a mother can kill even her own child, how can we tell other people not to kill one another? How do we persuade a woman not to have an abortion? As always, we must persuade her with love. We must remind ourselves that love means to be willing to give until it hurts. So the mother who is thinking of abortion should be helped to love. That means to give till it hurts her plans or her free time in order to respect the life of her child. The father of that child, whoever he is, must also give until it hurts. By abortion, the mother does not learn to love, but kills even her own child to solve her problems. And by abortion, the father is told that he does not have to take any responsibility at all for the child he has brought into the world. The father is likely to put other women into the same trouble. So abortion just leads to more abortion. Any country that accepts abortion is not teaching the people to love, but to use violence to get what they want. That is why the greatest destroyer of love and peace is abortion.
那特瑞莎修女呢，她一再的尝试的努力去教所有的人怎么样仁慈。那下面呢就是一段她讲的话。那这段话呢就是针对的这个堕胎的问题。那他说呢这个最大的那个毁灭者呢，对这个世界的和平呢，目前呢就是堕胎。那堕胎呢是一种战争，那这种战争呢是针对着这些小孩子。那是什么样的战争呢？那就是说很直接的残杀这些无辜的小孩子。那是谁呢？谁去杀他们呢？就是这个母亲。那这个母亲呢自己去杀他自己的小孩子。那如果呢我们大家都接受这个现象呢，认为呢一个母亲呢可以甚至于呢能够亲手去把他自己的小孩给杀死，那在这种情况之下呢，我们怎么有办法呢使这个世界上的所有的人呢不会去互相残杀呢？那我们又怎么样呢才能够说服一个妈妈呢不要去堕胎？那这样子呢 我们呢必须要能够说服他，用爱来说服他。那我们必须要提醒我们自己，这个仁慈或者爱就是一种施舍，一种给予，不断的一种给予，甚至于呢自己会觉得痛还是要给，心痛还是要给。那在这种情况之下呢，那一个母亲呢，如果在想到说要堕胎呢，那这个母亲呢最需要的呢就是能够得到一些爱心，能够教导他，让他知道这个事情的严重性，使他呢能够对他自己的小孩呢能够尊敬他自己小孩的生命。那另外一方面呢，这个小孩子的父亲不管他是谁，那如果这个父亲呢对这个小孩子也没有付出任何的爱心的话，那堕胎呢，那这个母亲从这个堕胎的过程呢是完全学不到爱心，然后呢把他自己的小孩杀死呢只是为了解决他自己的问题。那至于堕胎以后呢，那这个父亲呢就被通知了，那可是呢他几乎没有负担任何的责任在整个事情的发生。那其实呢他应该也是把这个小孩子带到这个世界的主角。那这个呢因为呢他没有任何的责任附在他身上，所以呢他还是会继续呢做同样的事情，让其他的女人呢继续呢面临这个相同的麻烦。所以呢这个堕胎呢没有任何对这个世界没有任何的帮助，只会造成更多的堕胎。那任何的国家呢如果接受堕胎而不去教导他们的国民呢以爱心呢去反而呢变成以一种很残酷的呢残忍的残杀呢去得到他所要的东西。那这样呢所以为什么呢这个世界上呢和平跟爱的最大的这个破坏者呢就是堕胎。
Here is what the Venerable Master said about abortion. There are diseases which are hard to cure. These diseases do not happen by chance. Behind these diseases there are ghosts. These little ghosts were fetuses who were aborted. They were killed before they had a chance to develop into complete human beings. So, these ghosts have a grievance, and they want people's lives in payment. So now there are a lot of little ghosts everywhere trying to make people pay with their lives or causing them to suffer many strange diseases. These ghosts are very ruthless and malicious. Why is this? Because they were killed and now they want to take revenge.
堕胎所讲的，现在呢有很多疾病呢几乎没有办法救。那这些疾病呢并不是偶尔发生的，在这些疾病的后面呢都是一些鬼。那这些小鬼呢就是那些被堕胎的这些灵魂，因为呢他们还没有机会成人变成人就被杀害了，所以呢这些鬼呢小鬼呢都很厉害，都很仇恨，所以他们呢已经在这个世界上呢到处都是。 那他们呢主要呢就是要报仇，报仇呢就是伤害他们的人呢就痛苦各种奇奇怪怪的病，让他们去痛苦。那这些小鬼呢都很残忍，都很恶毒，都很怨恨，因为呢他们被残杀了，所以他现在要报仇。
Anyone can help in the work of Guanyin Bodhisattva. It can be someone in another religion. It can be you or it can be me. We can try to relieve the suffering that people are undergoing in the present. We can try to relieve the suffering that they might have to undergo in the future. We can help people to avoid future suffering by speaking the Dharma. When people understand cause and effect, they can change and avoid future suffering.
每一个人都可以帮助观世音菩萨的工作。那很多人呢而且呢也可以是不同的宗教，那也可能呢是你或者我，那我们都可以呢试着去帮助受苦的人，在这个目前的这个时代，那我们也可以呢帮助那些受苦的人呢，他们呢也可能是在未来的时候，那我们呢帮助未来的这些人呢受苦呢用什么方法呢？我们可以讲法告诉他们，给他们听。那当所有的人了解了因果的重要呢，那他们就会改变，就一旦他们改变呢，他们就可以避免未来的不必要的受苦。
So we recite to end suffering. We study the Dharma to end suffering. And we can spread the Dharma to end suffering.
所以呢我们在这边念观音呢也是一种疗苦的方法，那我们呢学习佛法呢也是为了要疗苦，那我们呢弘扬佛法呢也是一种疗苦的方法。
So I have a little time left and I would like to talk about speaking the Dharma. Now none of us can match the Venerable Master in speaking the Dharma, but we should still try our best to speak the Dharma.
下面还有一点时间，那我跟大家提一下关于讲法、讲经说法。那就我所知呢，没有任何人能够比得上师父上人的讲法。那虽然呢我们没有那么好，可是呢我们还是应该要尽我们的努力去讲法。
Now maybe our understanding is not very good, but we still have the wonderful principles of the proper Dharma, and many people can benefit from hearing these even if we don't get them exactly right.
所以我们对佛法的了解可能不够透彻，但是呢不论如何呢，我们还是知道一些正法，那如果我们努力的去弘扬这些正法呢，还是会使很多人受益。
Now in the time of Shakyamuni Buddha, people went out and spoke the Dharma, and in fact if they didn't go out and speak the Dharma, they didn't eat.
所以当佛陀在世的时候呢，他的弟子呢去各地去传法弘扬佛法，那往往呢如果他们没有去传法的时候呢，那他们就不吃饭。
So we can speak the Dharma here in the Buddha Hall, and we can speak the Dharma in everyday situations where we find an opportunity to teach people good principles.
所以我们可以在佛殿讲法，那在每天我们日常生活呢，一有机会呢，也应该多多的跟身边的人跟他们讲佛法。
And we shouldn't be afraid that we won't be able to speak perfectly, but we should be afraid that we will miss the opportunity to give people valuable insights that will help them avoid suffering in the future.
所以我们不要怕我们讲法讲得不够完美，那只要我们有心呢帮助别人，使他们了解了佛法以后，将来呢就不会受苦。
阿弥陀佛。
阿弥陀佛。